Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for September the 12th, 2013. Could I have the roll call, Lisa?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher? Johnson?
Here.
Spranger? Moniker?
Here. The board is appointed by the mayor. It's a five-member board. Each member has had, and we discuss special uses and variances that apply to the city ordinances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and view the site in question and usually comes back to make a recommendation at the meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the August 8th meeting?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Roll call, Lisa.
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Moniker?
Yes. The board to review a public hearing on the following items. First, we're going to go to case B, which is case 13-053, which has been asked to be deferred or delayed at this time, so we will not be discussing that item. Could I have a motion to, or I make a motion to defer that?
Second.
Call up roll, Lisa.
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Moniker?
Yes. We'll go to case number, item A, which is case number 13-052 at 6150 Buckskin Trail. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required setback of a swimming pool from 10 feet to 6 feet, submitted by David and Kelly Elg, if I pronounced that correctly. Is there an affidavit of publication?
There is.
Thank you. And would you like to explain it, John?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is accessible by going north on Devil's Glen, then over Hopewell Avenue to Whispering Hills into the subdivision, and then it's at the intersection of Whispering Hills and Buckskin Trail. The applicant is asking to place a swimming pool within 6 feet of the property line. Code requires 10 feet. Setbacks from all property lines in the R1 district. So this would be an encroachment of 4 feet into the required setback. If allowed, the pool would be approximately 33 by 16 feet. It will vary in depth from 3 feet at the shallowest end to 6 feet at the deepest end. For those in the audience that are viewing this, obviously those of us who've been out there already know this, but this yard, the top view is the view looking from the south to the north, and the yard does drop in depth as you travel to the north and curves around the house. The bottom picture is at the bottom level of the yard, where it is approximately 4 to 5 feet less in height than the top portion, and the bottom view is looking from the north to the south. This is one of the items that is being brought up for the placement of the pool. Obviously, for an in-ground pool, they would like to have it placed on the flattest portion of the yard. If allowed, the pool would be situated approximately equal distance from the existing deck and the involved property line. Regardless of the pool's location, it will require that a fence enclosure be placed around the entirety of the pool. We do not have that plan at this time, but that will be a requirement if this is approved or any place where this pool is put. While there is sufficient room to place the pool, obviously from the graphic being displayed elsewhere on the lot, staff does acknowledge that doing so will require some additional excavation work and added cost to the project. I believe that's a summary of the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Good evening. I'm David Elgin. My wife, Kelly, and our son, McKinley. I don't know that we have a lot to add other than I think when we moved in, we really loved the neighborhood, and we're planning to put in a pool, and I weren't aware of some of the variance requirements. So as we started looking into this, realized that we had this potential issue in terms of wanting to put a pool of adequate size in our backyard, and with the existing deck, not having the available space to actually be able to walk around both sides of the deck if we adhere to the 10-foot variance.
Okay. Anything else from your wife or anything?
No, sir.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Do we have comments from the board? Or is anyone here wishing to speak in opposition? I see none, so. Bryce, you have anything to add?
I guess one thing, have we granted a variance for this type of reason for a pool encroaching into the setback before?
I recall down on 10 Plus Street that a pool was allowed to encroach into the required setback. It was a much more severe issue. If you are familiar with that area, those yards raise up 30, 40, in some places 50 feet above the roadway. That's the one that comes to mind to me. I guess I would point out, in the other R districts, that would not require a variance because it's an accessory structure, and accessory structures can be placed within 5 feet of property lines.
Right,
it is only in the R1 district that has this additional rule about pools must be 10 feet from all property lines.
Right. The R1 district has those rules for reasons.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How close will this be from the deck the way you have it requested today?
Be about 6 feet, so it'll be equidistant on both sides from our fence line, and then 6 feet there and 6 feet from our existing deck. I guess the other point to note is the way the neighbor in our place is laid out, he's got a berm of landscape there, and we'll be landscaping along that edge as well. So in terms of interference or closeness to their property and how they might use their property, they've already got landscape up against the border as well. So we should consider that.
It looks like the pool is halfway between the center of the deck. If it were put out a little further, like another 6 or 8 feet, would that have a bearing on the request?
You mean move it further north?
Yes.
Yeah.
6 to 8 feet or 10 feet? Or
we worked closely with the pool company when we first started looking at this, and he wanted to pull it as far south as possible because of the contour of the land. So as soon as we start moving further to the north, that's where we get into the larger excavation and the wall needing to be built a fair bit higher as soon as we start dropping that direction.
So you're wanting to put it at the higher elevation, closer to the deck elevation?
Yes.
So won't you have to have then fill and wall down at the north end?
There will be a small wall required regardless of where we put it, but the further north we go, the more extreme we need to be with that wall because the elevation is greater.
This is an in-ground pool, right?
Correct.
It's fully in-ground, not partially.
No, it's fully in-ground. The other item is the further we move away from the deck, just in terms of the expected usage, and you know, we wanted to have our fun part of the yard or our social part up at the south end. If we move further north, the deck becomes less a part of that, if you will.
I think Mr. Connors has comment. Yeah, I didn't ask the question when we were putting the staff report together, but as we go through this report, it comes to mind. Is there an on-grade concrete pool deck or apron around this?
Yeah, there will be a, I think, standard 4 or 5 feet.
Apron around it? Yeah. Okay. Just curious.
So a 5 foot deck would actually go to within 1 foot of the lot line. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
The excavation, the pool itself is 6 foot.
Yes.
The deck goes within 1 foot of the lot line.
The concrete apron around the pool would go within 1 feet.
The pool deck.
Yes, sir.
Although, if you put the pool at the proper encroachment, they could pour a 10-foot deck.
Oh, you in concrete the whole lot.
Okay.
Well, that's probably not one of the issues. If I can interrupt, the issue I see is even though this really doesn't impact the next door neighbor, because I mean it is in this this particular instance kind of ideally located for that reason. I mean, he's not, that their yard is not going to really be affected, but we're setting a precedent by making...
Giving the variance.
Right, by issuing, approving a variance in this location. I mean, it just opens it up to the next location, and that's problem I see.
That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the neighbor's consent on this?
So,
do the neighbors know what you're doing or what you're asking for?
Both sets of neighbors, the closest neighbors, are aware of our desire to put in a pool in the approximate location. The ones to the west that are closest that we're talking about are relatively new to the neighborhood, so I don't know that we've talked about this variance with them, but they are aware of our approximate or our desire to put one in along that area. But I can't say specifically we've talked that we were going to look to be within 6 feet of the line.
Okay.
Was there letters to go out as
yes,
well?
Yes, we sent letters out. They would have certainly
they would
one.
Have known, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
I guess while I can understand why the placement, why you want the placement as you show it, I'm really not convinced that the excavation is considered a hardship, and there is room by the patio. That is a patio over there, right, to the north of your deck?
Yes.
It's hard to tell from the image.
This is a patio here.
Yeah, yes. It's, I mean, mm-hmm. It's currently not that mm-hmm. useful, or we don't use it for much. It was poured, I think, from the previous owner, the one before that, for some usage, but there's
yeah, they probably had a different plan of some sort, and then they moved. Yeah, I guess I have a hard time supporting it just because it does set a precedent, and it's not a horrible hill through there.
I will tell you, the other thing we looked at was to put it down on the flat down by this patio, but because it's a corner lot, I think that area is considered our backyard, and we have a 40-foot variance or 40-foot limit setback along there, so that became unfeasible as well.
I don't think that applies
in this case.
That would apply if you were to add on to your house.
Yeah.
To the main.
Perhaps we didn't understand why you're requesting then an accessory structure. Sure, you certainly could.
Okay. That's just going from our pool gentleman that's put them in all over the city. So we had talked to him about that. He had mentioned that variant. So, okay.
Well, unfortunately, because I say unfortunately because we always like to be able to help when we can here, but I agree with you. I think that the fact that the hardship really is entailed by some additional expense that probably is relatively nominal compared to the overall project and the precedent that it sets, mm-hmm. not necessarily in that order. It's really more about the precedent than the additional expense not being what I would call a real hardship. I have the same problem that you do with it.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
I'll move that we deny the request for variance to reduce the required setback for the swimming pool to 6 feet, case number 13052.
Second.
There's a second. There is a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. I'm sorry, folks.
Thank you
for your time.
It's just setting a precedent that we've never done before.
We understand.
And it might cost you a little bit, but, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have nothing further to bring before the board this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We're adjourned.